no matter what position she's in this morning, where she's at this morning, or what have you, hope maybe that we just can be thinking a little bit about Mother this morning. John chapter 19. Let's stand for the reading of the Word of God. We're going to read verses 25 through 30. 25 through 30. I'll read, then you read, and so forth. We will read responsively. I'll start with verse number 25, and we'll read right on down to verse number 30. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus, therefore, was to receive the vinegar, he said, It is finished, and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this book. Thank you for the preaching of your word, Lord. I pray, God, that you just fill me with your power. Help me to say only that which you'd want said this morning. I just pray you'd bless every heart, bless every dear one here today. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. A very familiar passage of Scripture. Of course, Jesus is hanging on the cross, and as he was hanging, there people would come by and pay his respects to their Savior. People had influence, he had influence, had come by, but no doubt the most important one, when he looked out and he saw, it was his mother, the most important one. When Jesus, in verse number 26, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Probably of all the people that came by the cross, and he looked out, and maybe he saw some folks whom he'd influenced, maybe he saw some folks that were just making sure that he was hanging on the cross, some critics, some people that just didn't love him. But the most important one that he saw was Mom. I wonder what Jesus was thinking. I wonder, as he was there on that cross, I wonder if he thought back to the wonderful memories of childhood. I wonder if maybe he may have thought that even though he was dying and in much pain, I wonder if having Mama and seeing Mama there just before he died may have eased the pain just a little bit. I wonder if maybe he thought back to when he fell and maybe scraped a knee, and the first person that he would run to was not Dad, but Mom. Somehow that touch and a kiss always made it feel better. You know what I mean? Seems like whenever I fell as a kid or I had a little boo-boo, you know, we call them boo-boos, it's okay. Who did we run to? You know, sometimes Dad would go ahead and kiss it, but something about Mom's kiss always made it feel better. I wonder if, as Jesus was hanging on the cross, that maybe he thought of the times that she fed him, nurtured him. Maybe thought of all the times that she cared for him only as a mama can. I wonder if maybe he felt a little better seeing his mom out there. I can't help but wonder if the pain was eased just a little bit knowing that Mom was there. Maybe Jesus was thinking about the family table. I don't know about you, but I love the family table. I love, you know, we don't get to eat around the table all three meals a day, but I do enjoy the family table. I enjoy supper time, time when my family, we make it a point just about every night. We sit around the table and we eat. We just talk about the day. But I wonder if maybe there was some similar memories of Jesus when he was hanging there, and maybe he was fighting back tears, not just of pain, but maybe sitting around and thinking about the family table and Mom's home cooking. I wonder what was going through his mind. And then I got thinking about Mary when she came to the cross. What was she thinking while she was there? Oh, she knew that this day would come. But seeing her son on that cross, how it must have wrenched her heart. Knowing that this time, she couldn't do anything about it. You know, Mama always wants to do something about her hurt in their child. Mama always wants to do something about the pain that their child is going through. Whether someone says a cross word about their child, who's the one that never normally steps in? Mom. When they fall down, as we've talked about, and scrape a knee, who's the one that they run to? Mom. But This time, I wonder how she must have felt, her heart being wrenched, and this time, she couldn't take the pain away. She, no doubt, as mamas do, had stood up for her son growing up. She maybe kissed many a boo-boos, as little boys get, and she took care of him when he did not feel well. I can well imagine the memories of the miraculous birth that she was thinking. That birth in Bethlehem, perhaps, were flooding her soul. As she remembered the joy that she had holding that little baby for the first time. Moms, think back a little bit. Holding that little baby in her arms for the first time. Maybe she thought back and remembered the unusual birth when Gabriel came and told her that she was going to go ahead and conceive a son. The Son of God. Boy, how unique and how special this boy was going to be. She probably at this moment maybe was thinking back to when she may have looked outside her window from time to time and maybe saw Joseph, Jesus' earthly dad, and her husband training him. Maybe they'd be out in the ball, out in the yard throwing a baseball back and forth, and maybe they'd be out working around the house or doing different things. And of course, Joseph was a carpenter and Jesus was a carpenter's son. Maybe Joseph was out there training him and teaching him how to work. And maybe Mary was just kind of flooded by the memories of that, watching his son work with her husband. No doubt his Jesus' mind had been flooded with wonderful memories when he looked down in pain and agony and saw his mother. She was looking up quietly and thinking and remembering the joys of being his mother. You know, let me just stop here and say this morning. If you have children in your home, now's the time to make precious memories. Right now. Now is the time to make precious memories with your children. You know, as a child growing up, you know, I remember my daddy, he taught me how to work. I grew up on a farm. And you know what? A lot of my memories, special memories with my dad, was working in the hayfield, believe it or not. A lot of the memories that I was tinkering on a tractor, that happened often, or tinkering on some sort of equipment. A lot of my memories with my dad was working around the cattle and doing different things. And yes, I had memories of going with my mom and dad to Fenway Park a few times. I've had memories of my mom and dad going on a family vacation to Florida, and we had family vacation very few times, but we had some special memories when we could get away. You know, don't wait until tragedy and look back and say, I wish I had done more to make memories in the home that would last forever. You know, be a mom that says, I'm glad I did do things with my kids. I'm glad that I was there for my kids, that caused them to have many special memories today. Your children won't live at home forever. Make memories now. Make precious and good memories. Don't wait till it's too late to say, Mom, I love you. You know, when was the last time you say, I'm an adult. That's, you know what? You still have Mama around. You ought to call her and say, I love you. We don't know how long she'll be around. But when was the last time that you went ahead and told Mom that you loved her? When was the last time, you know, it always encourages my heart when I'm down and maybe have a bad day. You know, I look back and I look at the precious memories that I had with my mom. No doubt at the foot of that cross stood a mama who looked in her son's face and with no regrets on how she raised her baby boy, her son. And what I'm talking about this morning is I'm talking about the title, A Mother's Love. See, a mother's love here in our passage, number one, will have her standing by your side, not only in the best of times, but the worst of times. The Bible says in John 19, in our passage 25, now there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother. Well, I can just imagine the pain that our Savior was going through. And of course, why was he there? And let me just break here a moment. He was there for you. He not only saw his mother, but boy, he was there for you. Boy, I thank God that, yes, he saw her, and he saw his mama standing there, but you know what? He was there, and he visualized you and your sin, and I thank God for that. And if you're not saved this morning, boy, I plead with you, boy, you ought to get saved, and you ought to thank God. You ought to come to the cross, just like Mama did here, just like Mary Magdalene did, but you ought to come to the cross and realize you're a sinner, and the only one that can pay for your sin is Jesus Christ. Boy, I plead with you. But I can imagine... You know, number one, a mother's love will have her standing by your side, not only in the best of times, but also the worst of times. Now, there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother. Mary, as we mentioned, saw the best of times, the birth of her son, the joy that it brought, raising her boy to a full-grown man. Yea, she understood that he was the Son of God and that he was special, but she had the joy of mothering him and nurturing him and caring for him. Then we also see the worst of times, the worst of days. Probably the worst day of Mary's life, it was at this point. Seeing her son hanging on the cross, innocent, by the way. And this time she could do nothing about it. She couldn't go up to the cross and kiss his boo-boo, if you will. But this time she could do nothing about it. Jesus hanging on the cross, you know, Peter, one of his closest disciples, was nowhere to be found. People that Jesus had healed, perhaps at this time throughout his ministries, are nowhere to be found. The multitude he fed with a few loaves were not there or nowhere to be found. But, you know, Jesus looked down and he said, man, mama's here. And I can't help but wonder if maybe as Jesus was hanging on that cross, if he was thinking, you know, yes, I am dying because it's my Father's will. But maybe looking down when you see Mama there, when he saw Mama there, maybe he thought something in the back of his mind, you know, everything's going to be all right. Seems like whenever I got in a heartache or whenever I bore my heart to my mom or went through some difficulty, it seems like whenever she was there, she'd always have the words that would make it somehow okay. It seems like that she would just say, you know, everything's going to be okay, I'm here. Number two, mom does not have to say anything to make the situation better, but her presence is more than enough. You know, John 19:26, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, behold thy son. Yeah, at the crucifixion, the Bible does not say anything about Mary speaking to her son as he hung on the cross. Mary is silent, but her presence was very big. How many times I look back we could look back in our childhood and see mama's presence at some sport. Maybe you were involved in some sports, but you know, it was always neat when you looked out in the stands and there was mom. You know, it seems like that, you know, I used to play sports in high school and as a kid, and I was never a very great player, but the truth of the matter is when I got out there, I felt like I was the best player. Why? Because mom was there. I felt like, man, it was just something, you know, and I wasn't the first stringer on a basketball team. I was the second or maybe third stringer, but I played and so forth. But whenever I played, you know, she'd be out there saying, go, son, go get him, go get him. Hey, you know what? There's always something about mom's presence. Perhaps you could look back in some sports or some events and some school programs that you were in, and maybe you'd be all nervous and different things as you maybe play ball and many people are on watching and so forth, but when you saw mom, you kind of, the best came out in you. You know, you wanted to go ahead and impress mom. How many times we could just go ahead and look at that? When you see mom at the special events that have taken place in your life, you realize that her presence is very big. Them are the best of times. But how about some of the worst of the times? Remember when you would wake up in the middle of the night? You'd be sick. And you know all that goes along with it. You know, we could get really down and pretty gross. But you know, but when you're sick. You know, never a time, and I promise you, never a time when I woke up sick in the middle of the night. Dad! Never, I promise you. And maybe it's that way here this morning. Mom! My son, he wouldn't like this, but he's downstairs, so he's not going to know, right? The other night, it was, you know, his leg was something. He was just ailing. And it was the middle of the night. And we were sound asleep and so forth. And I remember my son coming. I overheard this. I tried, you know, I pretended not to, amen? You know how it is. Come on, husband, help me out now. You know, but we were sound asleep. It was early, early in the morning. But he came in, but you know what? He didn't say, Dad. No, he said, Mom. Hey, the truth of the matter is, generally, I'm talking about the worst of times now, when we're sick in the middle of the night, who did we call? Oh, Dad would be there, But you always wondered, Mom, why? Because their presence was very big. Remember the times when you would fall and scrape your knee? That kiss that Mama would give it? Oh, you know, I'm testifying, but many a times I'd fall off my bike or scrape my knee, and, you know, I didn't go, Dad! My dad would just say what I've always said to my kids, just brush it off, you'll be all right. He would. But the truth of the matter is, Mom always, oh, come on. Oh, come here, you know. Let Mama make it feel, but, you know, Moms, you know what I'm talking about. You get the gauze, and you get the all the medication you need, and you put a Band-Aid on it, and then you kiss it, and somehow the tears stop flooding at that time. Hey, Mom's presence was very big. I think Jesus, when he looked down, saw Mama. He realized that everything, you know, I think maybe he thought, you know, everything's going to be okay. Yes, I am dying. This is my daddy's plan. But, you know, I wonder if maybe the ease of the pain that he was going through maybe eased just a little bit when he saw his mother. Because, you know, somehow everything's going to be okay. You know, when I first got my license, everybody loves to hear the preacher confess, so I'll confess. When I first got my license, for some reason, I always seemed to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, I sometimes would go over the speed limit or this and that, and I always seemed to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And when I first got my license, I remember I would have a few infractions, and the police would pull me over. And, you know the whole kit and caboodle. During a period of time in my life, and I wasn't rebelling. I mean, I had Mom and Dad's car, and I had rules. But if I sped or if I went through a stop sign, different things, you know. Help me out, man. You've been there, I hope. All right, somebody help me. I was getting very quiet, but the truth of the matter is I'm confessing. And I remember first time, you know, and I had some things accrued. I had too many tickets within a short time. I remember the first time I got that court notice, I had to go to court, okay? And some of you, I've already looked at the faces of people, oh, that's my past, you know? But I was like 16, 17 years old. The first time I had a few things accrued and I had to go to court. You know what, believe me, I was scared. My dad, you know what, he would say, I hope you go to jail for this. You know what I mean? But my mom said, you know, but who was it? I didn't go ahead and look to Dad, obviously, to go to court with me during that court date. You know who I took? Mom, I really would like to have you go with me. Because I was scared. I know I was scared. You know, and I remember having to face a judge, and I, you know. But you know what? Somehow, in the presence of that big courtroom, knowing that Mom went with me, you know what? That was big. Somehow I knew that maybe things wouldn't be all right. And I wound up with a big fine and different things. But you know what? It seemed to be a little better when I took Mom along. I said number one. I'll just go through my main points here real quick. I said number one. A mother's love will have her standing by your side, not only the best of times, but the worst of times. Think back. Probably you can remember some of them times. The best times. Who generally was there, Mama? The worst of times that you've gone through, who generally was there, Mama? Number two, Mom does not have to say anything to make the situation better, but her presence is more than enough. It's real big. Number three, Mary, standing at the cross, reminds me that although she may have been the earthly mother of Jesus, she still needed forgiveness like the rest of us. You know, it's sad to say here in this room that there's probably two kinds of people. Number one, there are those who have a deep love for Mom. But number two, there are probably those who feel nothing or very little for their mom. You say, preacher, you think that? Yeah, because I've met people like that. I've counseled people like that. I've met people who said, I feel nothing for their mother, and how sad that is. And oftentimes I'd go ahead and have to tell them that your mom was human. Your mom was not perfect, just like you were human and you're not perfect. But Mary standing by the cross reminds me that although she is Mom, she's still a human being. She has made mistakes. She has a sinful nature just like the rest of us. And it was caused by some, difficulty in life. She's made mistakes. But because of sin, the result of sin, she still needs forgiveness. If Mary, the mother of Jesus, needed a Savior, so does my mother and your mother. And my mother and your mother needs forgiveness as well. Oftentimes, I think it's too late. We wait till the casket. We wait till the burial to say, I'm sorry. If there is a problem between you and mom today, and if she's still with you today, I ask you to get it right. I plead with you, get it right. Maybe she's in a distant state and you haven't talked in a long time because of whatever. Maybe you feel, well, it wasn't fair. She made some mistakes. Yes, but she's also human. Well, you say you don't understand. She had given me some harsh words when I needed encouragement. Forgive her. Maybe she wasn't always there when you needed her. Hey, forgive her. Maybe she did not always do things quite right. Hey, forgive her. After all, she is a human being and she needs forgiveness, just like you may need some forgiveness. Be ye kind, the Bible says in Ephesians 4:30, be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Where would we be today if Christ hadn't forgiven us? That same forgiveness that God had gone ahead and bestowed upon us, we need to go ahead and bestow upon other people. I think that there ought to be a special bond between you and mom. Obviously, it should be. Mother is the nurturer. She's the nurse. She's the doctor. She's the counselor. She's the listener. She's the chef. And she's the bus driver. You know, I heard on the news the other day, if mom would go ahead, if a stay-at-home mom, and I know there's a lot that have to balance mom and housework and working outside the home out, I understand that. But you know, if that was all mom did, if she was a stay-at-home mom, I heard on the news the other day, she would be worth $117,000 a year because of all the duties that she fulfills. Hey, but see, we have a tendency to wait. Maybe this morning, my friend, you know, you say, well, mom hadn't treated me fair as a kid. This happened. Maybe at some holiday event, whatever, you had words or whatever. Hey, let me tell you something. She's still around. Don't wait till the casket. Don't wait till the funeral. Don't wait to go ahead and forgive her. It'll be too late then. You know, she needs to hear them words now. If she's around this morning and you need to reconcile, well, you ought to call her up later on and say, Mom, you know what? I know I have done wrong. Maybe it was her fault, but the truth of the matter is you step up and you say, I have done wrong, and you know what? I want to go ahead and I want to reconcile. I love you and thank you for being my mom. Don't wait until it's too late. Boy, there ought to be that bond between mother and her children. Realize how much she has done for you. She's the one whom children tend to run to the most. It's natural. Dads have their place. Dad's, of course, a provider in the home and also a trainer as well. And your sermon's coming, Dad. But there's a special bond that moms have there with their children. Hey, think back. Say, well, Pastor, my mom's not here. I heard some sitting in my office early this morning, earlier, and I heard some voices out next door over here at the cemetery. I looked out. First thing I thought of was a daughter. I don't know whether she was crying. Maybe I think there was probably some tears there. But it was Mother's Day. She just wanted to come be close to where her mother lays. Hey, let's listen. Think back. Maybe your mom's not here today, but it's still Mother's Day. You know, go by her graveside if it's close. And you know, there's nothing weird about it, but say, thank you, Mom. Sit back and think to yourself, Mom, thank you. If she's with you today, I plead with you, call her. If you're going to meet with her later or maybe for lunch or whatever, make it special. And, you know, say, Mom, I love you. But also say thank you for being your mom. Today, call mom up. Wish her a happy Mother's Day. Hey, Dad, treat the mom in your life right. You know, call your mom if she's around and say happy Mother's Day. Hey, the mom that's in your home that raises your children as you go off your busy week, say, honey, thank you for doing what you do. Hey, children, love your mom. Don't fight with them. Don't go ahead and create, don't be part of a creator of bad memories. Love your mom, children, care for her. Treat her and smother her with your love. Mom, it is your day. Happy Mother's Day. Your preacher, this morning I'm wishing you a happy Mother's Day. I thank you for being a mom. I thank you for raising the kids and bringing them to church. I thank you for allowing me to be your pastor. Hey, mom, happy Mother's Day. I know it's a very different message this morning, but the invitation goes like this. It might be good that someone would come forward and just say, thank God for mom. You know, at the invitation, you know, we were reflecting. Maybe you're sitting here this morning, you're thinking as I was preaching, reflecting back. Come forward and say, mom, say thank God for mom. Husbands, maybe you come forward with your wife, or maybe just come forward and say, thank God for the mom who raises your children. Without her, it would be more difficult. Hey, kids, you can come forward too and go to God and say, thank you for my mom. Hey, children, think of who cooked your food this morning. Where would I be if I didn't have my mom cooking my food? Amen? You know, I mean, my mom had some good farm home cooking. Amen. But the truth of the matter is, you know what? Thank God, children. You know what? She fed you this morning. She's nurtured you. Won't you come forward and say, God, thank you for mom. Maybe there's some children here today, adults and maybe youngins alike. You harbor some bitterness toward mom. Why don't you get it right today? Come to God and say, Lord, I'm going to get it right. She's my mom. And if she's still around and you come forward and you get it right, that bitterness between you and her right, hey, take the remaining years that you have and make it special. And let there be harmony and peace and joy. Maybe you're here today, Jesus hanging on that cross. He saw his mother. And I think maybe that just in the back of his mind, everything's going to be okay. Mom's here. But you know what? I thank God that when Jesus went to the cross, he didn't just see mom, but he saw me. Why did he go to that cross? It's for our sin. Maybe you're here today, you say, Pastor, Jesus hanging on that cross, he died for me. I don't know for sure. Because if I was to die today, I'd go to heaven. Boy, I'd plead with you, hey, look to the cross. See that perfect Savior who went through the cat of nine tails and everything to go to that cross. And why? What hung him there? Your sin and my sin. Well, my friend, maybe here today you say, I'm not saved. I don't know for sure I'm saved. But I ought to go to the cross like Mary did. That's where you can get saved. Someone showing you from the Bible how you can know 100% sure that if you were to die today, you'd go to heaven. I would plead with you, my friend, don't leave this place without knowing Jesus. What better day? What better gift you could go ahead and go back and tell mom, if you're unsaved this morning, hey, you know what, mom, guess what? I got saved on Mother's Day. And maybe if your mom wasn't saved, you could go ahead and tell what happened on how you got saved, and you can go tell her and give her that special gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Our Heavenly Father, I sure do love you. I thank you for Mother's Day. God, I thank you for these moms that are represented this morning, these ladies. I pray, dear God, that you bless them. I pray, God, that you just go ahead and keep them keeping on serving you each and every day. Help them to raise their children up in the Lord. I thank you for them taking the time and bringing their children and their families to church this morning. What better place to spend Mother's Day? There's no better place. Now, God, I ask you to be with each and every heart today. Maybe every heart's obviously different. Maybe there's some that harbor a little bit of bitterness towards Mom. I pray maybe they'd get it right today. Maybe others just need to come forward and say, God, thank you for Mom. Maybe there's some teenagers and some children that ought to come forward this morning and say, thank God for Mom. I pray, God, that we as men will be thankful to the ladies, the mothers that are in our life. Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us. I ask you, maybe there's someone here today, they don't know for sure they're saved. They can only get saved through the cross and through the blood of Jesus Christ. And maybe they need to come to the cross like a Mary did. Maybe they need to ask for forgiveness of their sin and ask you to come into their heart. I pray, dear God, that they do so this morning. What a tremendous gift that'd be. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed. Let's stand to our feet. The music's going to go ahead and play. The invitation is open. I don't know really how to give an invitation on something like this, but maybe we just need to come forward and say, thank God for Mama. Thank God for Daddy. Thank God for the authority in our life, the godly authority. Children, won't you come forward and say, thank God for Mom. Husbands, thank God for your wife, for your mother that raises your kids. And whatever God lays on your heart this morning, won't you come forward? Maybe you're not saved this morning. You look right up to me, and if you need to be saved, I'll go ahead and I'll have someone show you from the Bible how to be saved. The music's going to play, and the invitation's going to start. That's it. Happy Mother's Day.